America Weekend.
You heard him, kids. A genuine Duncan Jr. Yo-Yo return top. And are they fun? And they're free. Yes, that's the big news. You can get a Junior Yo-Yo free inside each special package of Post Grape Nuts Flakes and Post Sugar Crisp. Remember, there's a Dunkin' Junior Yo-Yo in every special package.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. Are you used to getting certain things for free? Complimentary. Oh, they just throw it in. Services that you never would expect to pay for, certain goods you would be quite upset if someone asked you to pay for. Well, there are free things that you will soon be paying for, and you might already be, depending upon where you are. Well, times are tough, and everyone is tightening their belts. Not only has the sluggish economy taken its toll on working adults and families, but businesses and public services are also having to pass the buck. Americans have come to expect a certain level of convenience and service, often without a charge. But times are changing, and those hidden fees that we usually associate with the travel or financial industry are starting to work their way into other places. For example, many people would probably feel that it would be quite ridiculous for a restaurant to charge them for a glass of water when they are about to spend a good amount of money on dinner. But it is not completely unheard of. Also, remember when having a checking or savings account was free of charge? Banks were typically happy to have your business and, as a byproduct of the financial industry's competitive nature, offer many services for free in order to have customers move their accounts. Well, now it is hard to find a bank that is willing to extend that level of generosity. Of course, many businesses, banks included, are facing increased costs, particularly after the recession. So by adding fees and increasing revenues, it may just be a way to offset losses in the long run. Regardless of the reasoning, we are all paying more than we used to, many times for things that used to be free. We've mentioned a couple of examples already, but what else is out there? What is free right now that may not be free in a few years? Maybe even in a few months? Well, here we go. Number one, banking. As mentioned, banking was one industry that used to be fairly customer-friendly. People were able to transfer money between accounts, use ATMs, and do many other things without a problem. But that is changing. Banks are now adding fees and monetization to almost every possible place they can, and those revenues are really adding up. Remember when Bank of America caught a lot of heat from customers for charging customers a monthly fee for having an ATM or a debit card? Well, that is now starting to become more and more common. Once all banks adopt fees such as that, consumers more or less need to learn to deal with it. After all, if all the banks are charging fees, where can customers turn? Your mattress will not provide you any interest. Do you remember the rage when ATMs started charging a fee? Yeah, all right, if you're at Bank A and you went into Bank B and dared use their ATM machine, first it was like a dollar, then it was $2. I was amazed. I was out with my family and we were going to dinner, and I do not like using my cards in restaurants, my debit card, anything else. So I stop at a bank and I take out the cash. Well, it was, I think, $4 for a fee. No, $3.75. It was $3.75 for the fee. And then my bank will charge me another $3 because I dared go somewhere else. And, you know, it's like a jilted girlfriend. Like they realize you're cheating on them with another bank. So they're going to make sure that not only did the bank that serviced you made you pay, but now the jilted girlfriend bank will make you pay as well. So I paid $6.75. to take out, I think, $60 or $80, something like that. It wasn't a huge amount of money. Isn't that just ridiculous? Do they really need that money so badly? Are they making so many poor decisions as a banking institution that now every little customer is going to be nickeled and dimed to be able to make up for the poor decisions they made pre-2008? I guess so. Remember when you used to get a toaster for opening up a checking account? What about a nice waffle iron? Hey, come to Federal Savings and you'll get your free waffle iron if you open a free checking account. Ain't gonna happen now. Number two, bread with your meal. Bread is one of the most famous courtesies that restaurants usually offer diners. Typically, before your appetizers or entrees are brought out, many restaurants would bring a small plate or basket of bread to munch on. Well, much to the dismay of many restaurant goers, that tradition may come to an end sooner rather than later. There are all kinds of interesting details to look at when asking whether or not customers should get bread for free, and for some restaurants, the decision is coming down to dollars and cents. For some, small details like free bread, chips, salsa, etc. can be the deciding factor between a number of different businesses. Again, if more and more restaurants start charging for bread or stop bringing it to the table altogether, what can customers do? The other day, they had a country fair in my town, as they do every single fall. So we decide, okay, we are going to go out and we're going to have a little lunch. So we went into this restaurant in town, and they always would give you some free bread. It was this little basket that came, and it was a little loaf, and it was sliced up into, I don't know, 8 or 9 pieces and some olive oil. It was quite nice. Well, we hadn't been to this establishment in quite a while. You don't get that loaf nicely sliced anymore. You get one roll. Okay, the size of a donut. Now, it was me, my wife, and son. So one roll, it was as hard as a rock. This is what Charlie Brown found in his trick-or-treat bag each time he went up to a door. It was a rock. And so my son said, "Daddy, could you please break me off some bread? I'd have a better chance of breaking a cinder block in half with my hands." That's how hard this thing was. This thing was a relic. We did not eat it. We waited for the pizza, which was quite good, but it is an example. Yeah, you get the free bread, but it's from 2 months ago. Number three, a glass of water. In the same vein as free bread, water is also a common luxury that restaurants are happy to give away for free to diners. But that offering also looks like it may be endangered. MarketWatch recently put out an article detailing the economics behind free water, and it turns out that it can actually be a heavy financial burden for many establishments. Even at fast food restaurants, which are known to give cups away at no charge so customers can get water, well, they are starting to add a small fee. It also comes down to simple supply and demand. Water is becoming more scarce and expensive. Therefore, the justification for giving it to customers free of charge is dwindling. All right, first of all, did you ever walk into a diner and sit down and assume that the water that was being given to you for free was this top-shelf, high-quality spring water? It was not San Pellegrino. It wasn't even Poland Spring. It was municipal tap. You know, they just grabbed some glasses, filled them up at the sink or whatever, and brought them out. It's really going to throw their entire profit structure out the window if they use an extra 10 or 12 gallons of water a day to just throw some free water out there at people? I find that one hard to believe. Number four, using a restroom. At some point or another, everybody's got to go. The issue is that in many cities and suburban areas, finding a place to go is becoming harder and harder. For those who have traveled around Europe, it is not entirely uncommon to be asked to pay to use the restroom, even public restrooms. Don't be shocked if at some point in the near future you see stories in the news regarding pay-to-go toilets in the U.S. We actually have them here. I've used them before. As even the upkeep and water usage of those facilities have costs. Now, if I remember, when I was a kid, there were places. I can remember a train station in New York City. I remember my father taking me in there, and it was a dime or a quarter to just open it up, and once you went in, it closed behind you. You open it up. When you shut it, that's it. Somebody else had to put a coin in there. And I know there are some cities that have installed restrooms out in the streets, but you need to pay to use them. Number five, food delivery. Remember when almost everything included free delivery? Well, those days are fading fast. Even the country's most popular pizza chains typically tack on some sort of delivery fee nowadays, sometimes as much as $4. It's understandable on a certain level, as it does take considerable resources and manpower to institute a delivery system. But as the country largely grew accustomed to free delivery, it may take a while for everyone to get used to it. There are even delivery companies like Eat24 or Postmates dedicated to making a profit off of delivery. Well, there's nothing wrong with that, really, but many consumers likely still feel that delivery ought to be free of charge, excluding a tip, of course. We stopped getting food delivered for one reason. I forget what it was. I think it was pizza. It might have been Chinese food. This is a few years ago. The guy comes to the door. I open the door, and it smelled as if he had just smoked 9,000 cigarettes. I paid for the food. I brought the food into the house. The food stunk. It was Chinese food. The bag that the food was in reeked of tobacco, nicotine, and everything cigarette. And that is quite disgusting, because you could just imagine, all right, he walks out of the place, he sits down in the car, it was winter, the windows are up, he blazes away, and he's puffing, and he's making his rounds. All of a sudden, your meal, all right, my Mugu Gai Pan, was in a humidor of cigarette smoke for the 19 minutes that it took from him to drive from point A, the restaurant, to point B, my front door. That was not appetizing. We did not eat. Number six, paying bills. It used to be that simply paying your bill was enough. Now, people are often charged simply for the actual payment itself. You may have seen these kinds of fees yourself, oftentimes added to your bill as a convenience fee or service charge, typically a couple of dollars. Especially if you're going to pay online for a lot of things, they tack on a convenience charge. I get a kick out of when you buy a ticket to a sporting event or to a concert. If the ticket is, let's say, $40, all of a sudden it's $47.50. Why? Well, pray tell, there's a $7.50 convenience fee. Convenience fee? Why? That I'm buying a ticket to an event that I can't get into unless I have one otherwise? Or the, oh, it's the facilities charge. I don't get it. Isn't that included in the ticket? What it comes down to, folks, we're going to pay for all kinds of things. Whenever there's a chance to charge the public for something, it will be done. I'm Ed Kalenge, and this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Think Green. Harrison with you. Believe it or not, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency has lowered the value of a human life by nearly $1 million under the current administration. According to an Associated Press study, the EPA's estimate of the value of a statistical life went down a whole million from just this May. What does this mean? When drawing up regulations, government agencies put a value on human life and then weigh the costs versus the life-saving benefits of a proposed rule. The less an American life is worth to the government, the less the need for a regulation, such as tighter restrictions on pollution. This way, with these sudden calculations, any rule can suddenly cost more than the devalued lives they're supposed to save. From the Greeniverse,
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. This dude has actually had people stop to see if he needed help.
We've had a lot of people help. We've had a little bit of a bike problem.
Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Roadside help.
There's always people willing to help. One time going through Nebraska, and it was just straight away hot. We pulled over just to rest because we were draggy, and a car stopped and said, hey, do you need anything? And we were in the middle of nowhere, and I thought that, I appreciated that. They were locals, so they just saw us along the road. We were just sitting there drinking water. Not many trees in Nebraska. People like that have happened quite regularly. You know, they'll stop and ask you if you're sitting by the road. We were just standing by the motorcycles, you know, just taking a break, trying to wake up.
American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.